Bert Anderson is a real GEICO customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell his story, we hired an actual celebrity. Plaxico Burress.
I was driving to a nightclub recently when I got into a little accident.
That's why you got to protect yourself when you go out clubbing. I always have protection when I go out, you know what I'm saying?
Luckily, I had my GEICO card in my pocket.
That's right. I got something in my pocket too, man. Check this out right here. Oh, damn. Oh, not again. Oh, man, that hurts. My leg, it burns, man. It burns.
Oh, my God. Are you all right, Plaxico?
Yo, don't call me Plaxico. The name is Harris Smith. You got that? Harris Smith.
GEICO. Real service, real savings, real insane celebrities.
Let's get our story straight. We in an Applebee's right now. You got that?
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Get out the garden rakes and the remote controls as Back Time salutes lawn maintenance and spectator sports, both of which make the history of December 4th. Oh, way back there in 1812, Peter Gaillard ruined our weekends when he patented the power mower. We wished somebody would hurry up and invent the TiVo so we could replay running back Herschel Walker do his thing, for which he received the Heisman Trophy today in 1982. And the NBA suspended Latrell Sprewell for 1 year for choking and threatening to kill his coach back in 1997. That's Back Time for December 4th. This is your announcer speaking.
An off-duty weatherman delights seniors with an impromptu forecast. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Channel 5 weatherman Ben Turley regaled members of the Shady Lakes Geriatric Center with an impromptu look at the weather today. Though Turley had only dropped by to visit his 80-year-old mother and was unaided by any computer graphics or up-to-the-minute weather wire, he improvised using only his hands and winning smile. Helen McCleary was among the seniors.
He was wonderful. Just wonderful.
Turley says the incident reminded him why he entered the weather forecasting business in the first place. To enchant and delight the very, very old. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Yes, we've all been stuck behind you, sir, wondering aloud, is he going to turn here? No. Maybe at the next? No. Then maybe? No.
You're gonna cause a five-car pileup.
Perhaps, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, you are simply on a personal mission to drive around the entire globe slightly to the left.
I'd honk my horn, but you wouldn't notice.
Apparently, you don't notice anything.
Maybe you'll notice this obscene gesture, yay.
You believe a left turn signal should be left on, and your right turn signal feels so right, you never shut it off. And so we dub you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Oh, he must be turning here. Nope. Oh, dear. No.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to December 4th. The first thing I have to do today is give a shout out to my brother. Happy birthday, my brother.
Aw, happy birthday, brother.
Yeah.
Where's your, I didn't even know you had a brother.
Oh yeah, I have two.
Really?
Yes.
Where do they live?
One lives here in the valley and the other one lives in Israel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Which one's birthday is it?
The Israelite? My brother Shai, actually.
Shai?
Shai.
Shai, is he shy?
No, but that's his name.
Oh.
In Hebrew, it means a gift.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so he was a gift. But I love him very much and always have. And
why don't we bring him in the studio and torture him?
What are you, like 45 today, I think, or something? Wow.
He's getting up there.
He's getting up there, but not as far as I am, let me tell you.
That's my favorite thing about like older siblings. They will always be older than me.
That's true.
No matter how old I get.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I went like a whole soul searching yesterday about getting old and shit, you know.
Oh, God.
I had my headshots taken yesterday, and it wasn't very, you know, I don't know. I mean, let me start at the end, okay?
Okay, start at the end.
All right, so I pick up the fucking CDs.
Yeah?
She printed a couple of pictures for me. Mm-hmm. I went like 2 days ago to get a headshot done, you know, for the website and shit. So, and we have pictures here on the walls. I don't have one, so I figured I'd get one, right? So so I pick them up, right? And there's like a million pictures. But it's only like two locales and two types of positions, okay? So I'm looking at it and I'm going, I can't fucking believe this. And my wife just like looks at me and we look at them and they're so imperfect. I mean, the light is just like so, like all over the face that you can see every imperfection, you know? And so, I mean, look, granted, so the first thing I realize is, you know what, I'm getting older, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, my face is not as smooth as it used to be. But at the same time, I'm thinking every headshot that I see looks perfect, you know?
And did she do any airbrushing or touching up?
No, nothing.
Well, that's your first mistake.
Why?
Because obviously you're not perfect, and if you want your headshot to look perfect, you've got to have your face airbrushed.
Really?
Yeah, photoshopped.
Right, on every picture.
Well, I don't have mine.
On the ones you want.
On the ones you want, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what you told me. So so you tell me that every headshot, people actually sit there and remove everything.
Not every headshot, but a lot of them.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and look at the computer there and minimize.
I'm not getting the internet in this.
Oh, no internet today?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. Okay.
Fuck that.
And I'll fix it during the break.
Is the file up here, though?
Oh, yeah, it is. That's right. You don't need an internet. I minimized it on the bottom, I think.
It should say,
yeah. So you open it up and just open a few pictures. Don't look at the thumbnails.
Well, first of all, you look like you want to kill it. You want to kill it somewhere.
Exactly. And that's another thing. I mean, tell me what kind of expression I have on my face because I can't see.
Well, obviously you needed some kind of like art director or...
or guidance, but I think the photographer should know this. Now, what about putting some makeup on? Doesn't that make sense? To cover some of the shit, you know?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
You know, you could either put makeup on or you can have it photoshopped later.
Yeah.
You can actually still photoshop these.
No, I know. But if you look at them, I mean, there's no way. Where do you start? You know, the whole face looks like it's got, like, grain on it and shit, you know? What? Why the fuck are you laughing? Oh, thank you very much. Great. So she's fucking laughing at this. Now you tell me what you're seeing. This. Why is this bad?
You're an awful model.
Magnify the fucking thing. Okay. Wait. Why am I? Tell me first of all what you're laughing at.
Well, you're twitching your eyebrow funny. You're giving like this, like one eye's like open, one eye's kind of closed.
You know what? Because I had my fucking contacts on, and I told her, I said, you know, looking up, my eyes are like getting ready to, like they get really dry if I don't blink. So,
First of all, you've got the exact same face on in like 50 of them.
I know, in 100 of them. I mean, what the fuck? Why do I need so many of the same thing?
Because you weren't giving her anything different.
Okay. She didn't ask. I mean, look, the photographer is the fucking director, I think. And I told you yesterday, I think if photographer is like the painter of the picture and you're the subject of it and they need to make the picture the way, you know, they see it. I mean, look at you with the last pictures you had with this guy, Hal or something, right? I'm sure most of the poses he told you how to do.
He didn't tell me how to do a single one.
Okay, well, you're a fucking model, you know that.
He was so excited during the photo shoot. He's like, this is amazing. He's like, I don't have to tell you to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
All he would have to do is like put the light like under the stairs or like fix the lighting.
Right.
And then I would just do my thing.
You see, that's the thing with the lighting. And now let me tell you what I was weary about. She says, I only do outdoor shoots.
Okay.
So she takes me to this fucking place.
Where did you meet this girl, by the way?
She was referred by one of our hosts who's being sponsored by her or something. So I thought, wow, you know, I mean, this sounds like a good idea. So I'll go and get my photos done by someone who's recommended. right? So only outdoor shoots and shit. And she takes me to this, you know, so you would expect Susie to go to a nice locale or something like a park or I don't know what the fuck, right? She takes
me into this. I imagine you with like the slide in the background, the swing set.
Right.
Sam's like on the swings going, wee.
Or by a tree or something. I don't know what the fuck, but some green or something. She takes me to this underground garage, okay? Street level garage that's under a building. Okay, the asphalt is filthy. Okay, but she's getting the reflections and the lighting that she needs. So you can look on the background. I mean,
look at this picture.
I know. And you know where this one is, Susie? This one she took me in a fucking cobweb-filled box. This is a fucking cubby. Thank you very much, Susie. You see, now you see why I was fucking so pissed off yesterday.
Well, Sam, it's your own fault.
Is it?
Yes.
But I didn't know what my face looks like. I know. I look like I want to kill somebody, right? And most of them I do.
You look like some crazy Israeli that's just going to like bomb the world.
Yeah, and I'm going to use that as fucking headshots, right?
You're just snarling. I'm going to pee my seat. Oh man, like someone needs to like seriously like stand behind you and just like shove their finger in your ass and get the look of surprise and like.
No, but Susie, I mean, look, if I was a photographer, I would say, you know, put this look on or, you know, smile a little, just a little bit, you know, bring your lips up a little bit, the corners of your mouth, something. You know, I mean, what the fuck do I know? I'm going to a professional. They're supposed to know how to take photos.
Did you pay this woman?
Yeah.
I don't want to know how much. How much?
Well, let's say it's not that much, okay, relatively speaking.
I have...
Well, I don't know, $150. Is that good?
That's actually pretty cheap for headshots, but considering it doesn't... You know, even the way she has you centered and the way your head is positioned in a lot of the pictures, they're not really appropriate for headshots.
I know. And, you know, and look at it. It's all like bright light... all the face, there's no like outlines. You know, you expect some fucking drama, some shadows, some shading, something, you know? And I'm just, I mean, look behind me. It's a fucking like oil-filled asphalt, oil-covered asphalt, you know?
Well, might I suggest a couple of my friends that are photographers, and I'll be the director of photography, and I'll fucking tell you what to do.
Let me ask you this, though. Okay,
you've
been around
photographs. You need someone behind you. If you're the model and like you're not a fucking smiley, happy person, like you need someone to like what I did with that little kid. You know what I mean? I was just like, Adam. I was like, do you have a girlfriend? And he's like, all of a sudden, the look in his face, his eyes lit up, and his face just kind of like transformed, and he's like. Actually, I have two. And then he had like this adorable little look on his face. Mm-hmm. You need someone to like, if you don't, I don't know. I don't want
to
say
I'm
like a shitty
model.
Yeah,
like to make you laugh, to make you laugh and shit.
Yes.
I am a shitty model. I'm not a model. That's the point, Susie. I mean, many headshots, it's not people that are fucking models, okay?
I know.
And so you expect some professional guidance. I mean, that's why you get photos like this and not somebody taking just a snapshot of you, you know? I mean, I've got snapshots that are 10 times fucking better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
So you think it's a shitty job, you agree?
I think it's hysterical.
Thank you very much. Fuck, I'm glad I didn't put any of those up on Facebook. My God. So she argues with me about this.
Wait, so you complained to her?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And
of course
she didn't offer any remedy, any reshoot, any nothing. It's just fucking sob stories and shit, you know? And
what do you mean a sob story?
Sob stories, single mother, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know what the fuck that has to do with anything. You know, it was a 30 minute fucking shoot, you know? I mean, it's like if I had a client that's not happy, I would redo it.
Absolutely.
You know, find out what they did expect and do it.
Well, apparently she's not that talented. Whoever.
Well, she claims she's been doing it for 20 years. You know, was dropping some names when I was there. But, So I'm really feeling fucked. You know, plus it really makes me look old, okay? And, you know, because again, I mean, those photos do no justice to me. You know, I mean, again, you have some imperfections, fine, you know, so know how to pose, know how to shade the picture, whatever.
Like, I'm always paranoid when people take pictures of me about, like, I don't ever want to have a double chin in pictures.
Right, and everybody has it. That's why they make you lower your face.
I know exactly how to position my head, and I know how to, like, you know, and now that I'm, like, 26, you know, I'm not 18 anymore. Like, my eyes are getting, and I'm out drinking every night, you know, so my eyes get, like, really tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Before a photo shoot, I always like put an ice mask on my eyes, mm-hmm. you know, and I close them for a long time before I put my makeup on, you know, do a lot of lotion around the eye skin.
Yeah.
And then you do a little bit of cover up. And then I always position my head down and like open my eyes, chin down so I don't have the double chin, like eyes up.
Uh-huh.
That way my eyes look kind of like wide and like, you know, doe-eyed, I guess.
Right. You see, and you were guided. I mean, you were instructed what to do at an early age, you know?
Mm.
I'm supposed to be instructed when I come to you, you know? You're the pro, I'm not. You tell me what to do.
Yeah. Well, Sam, so, I have...
So it's just a fucking disappointing shit, and it's not the money. It's just the fact that I looked forward to it so much, you know? Have some nice professional pictures that do justice. Nothing. This was the exact opposite.
Well, I have a lot of friends that are photographers that would love to, you know, help me out and you know, do a shoot for you.
Okay.
Probably free of charge. You know, you
want
to.
No, I don't want it free. I mean,
no, these are all artsy people, and you know, the photography stuff that they do. You know what I mean? Like, so long as they can use maybe some of the pictures for their work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Although I doubt anybody would want to use my pictures. But regardless, you know, I mean, fuck, you know, I'll pay, but I want to fucking photographer.
Like, even Lisa wanted to take pictures of you, and she's like, she could fucking direct. You don't understand the way she directs her pictures.
Really?
She's amazing.
Really?
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. I mean, she put me in some fucking convoluted positions. It was very, like, uncomfortable and stuff.
Well, modeling isn't usually comfortable. I can't tell you how many times, like, I've been positioned on the floor, and, like, you have to, like, hold this pillow and pretend it's the most comfortable thing in the world. Meanwhile, your feet and elbows are falling asleep, and you can barely, like, hold yourself up.
I see. Okay. So it happens to the best of us.
Yes, yes.
Oh. Okay. But you're laughing. You think it's funny.
I think it's hysterical.
And I think it's depressing.
You look like you want to kill everyone. Oh, Sam.
I know, you know? I mean, what the fuck?
Maybe you should go and, like, go to that, I don't know, what was that church place up in the hill?
Now, you know what, though? They have to...
and meditate.
You have to have someone who makes you laugh so you can take some laughing pictures and some smiling pictures and this and that, you know? And it's like, fuck, you know, the same thing, a million fucking pictures.
My face, the cover of Newsweek that I did, September 6, 1999, mm-hmm. I came into the shoot super, super hungover, you know, and I was just like, oh my God, this is miserable. And I'd been up with my boyfriend all night.
How old were you then? Oh, wait a minute, 99? So that was 9 years ago?
17.
17.
17, yeah. So I'm on the cover of, or, you know, doing the shoot for Newsweek, and I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm supposed to be holding a pencil, looking pensive.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just kind of like, oh, really, you know, do I have to be up this early? I wish I could go back to bed. And so finally the photographer is just like, he's like, all right. He's like, so what were you doing last night? And I was like, oh, I was out drinking with my boyfriend. He's like, that's why you have the long face. He's like, da-da-da, you're hungover. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then finally he's like, so how big is your boyfriend's cock? Did he shove it in your mouth last night? And so I'm trying to keep a straight face. My eyes just, like, get huge. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hmm. And so the look that they actually, he was like, it's a wrap. We got it. We got it. So the look on the cover of Newsweek that I am giving the world is like, you know, did my boyfriend shove his big cock in my mouth last night? Yeah. What do I think about that?
Wow.
I mean, you've got to say things that, like, shock people or,
so
like,
you
catch
look
their
shocked
attention.
And shit?
I'm holding, like, I don't know. My eyes are just kind of like, what the fuck? Really?
Do you have the cover? I mean, you have to bring it in. I want to see it.
I will.
Put it on your website, actually. Have it scanned. Put it on your website.
How do you I think I have a scanner, actually. Yeah. I just got one.
Yeah, either that or have Eric do it for you.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? He does everything for you. What the fuck?
Oh, man. I saw him last night at our bike dinner, at Den Dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually at a photography studio. Where, like, a million different photo shoots were going on last night.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I just hang out with all
Did
these
Did you get some
people.
More pictures?
Not like serious ones, just like ones of us just in groups and drinking and doing silly things and around the campfire. And there was like, the studio was so cool. I mean, it was outside, kind of like in a garage space, but it had like a little kitchenette and it had a little like lounge area and like a big flat screen TV where people were getting stoned on the vaporizer and playing video games.
Uh-huh.
And then outside it had like this huge fire pit and like a grill. And so we were all just like grilling food and hanging out on it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Excuse
Sorry,
you.
You're sick. Excuse me. another late night, another early morning.
Another late night?
Yes, yes.
Wow. You know, I was just, somebody asked me yesterday, they go, how the fuck does Susie have time for all the shit that she does? You know? I mean, you know, biking and nannying
and
going out and partying and God knows what else you fucking do. And you have time to masturbate 5 times a day. And and you crochet or knit or whatever the fuck.
Yep.
You know? I mean, and it's amazing. I said, yeah, I don't know how she does it.
I'm actually kind of freaking out about time right now because after the show today, I'm going straight to Malibu to nanny for 6 hours. Then I'm coming back down to Sherman Oaks to nanny for 6 hours. Then after the show tomorrow, I'm nannying for 12 hours straight. Then Saturday, I've got a 3-year-old's birthday party, then a study group. Then my old bar is closing, and I've got to make it up for the last night of that. Yeah. Then Sunday, I've got to get up and study for my finals, which are Monday and Wednesday. And
oh yeah, school too. I forget
school
to mention
too.
That. Yeah.
And then on top of it, I've got to work for 8 hours on Sunday, right in the middle of the afternoon, in time to like you know do a little bit more homework before I've got to go to school for my final yeah. on Monday. But. So I mean,
during
I'm just
all
of,
this, you can always squeeze in some alcohol and shit, and
of course. But and maybe a bike ride or two. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, because Friday night's the prom ride.
Prom ride.
We get dressed up in prom clothes and we
oh,
ride
really?
Bikes. Except Franz was supposed to be my date, and then now we've broken up, so I don't have a date for prom ride.
Yeah.
But I'm working till midnight anyway.
But you guys still run into each other all the time, right?
Yeah, I saw him last night. Because of the bike. I sat in his lap for a minute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're such a fucking tease, man. You were never my boyfriend, and then, and then that.
I have to tell you something amazing, though, really quickly. So yesterday, I go to stats class. And I told you I'd resign myself to getting an F. I was just going to take the class again.
Right.
It was going to be fine. Mm-hmm. So I go to class yesterday, and the professor decides, he's like, pick a number, 1 to 32. And I was like, 30. And he goes over to the grade sheet, and he looks at person number 30, and he's like, oh, they dropped the class. Pick another number. And I was like, 31. 31 happened to be me. So,
really?
But I didn't know this. Uh-huh. I randomly just picked my own name. So he writes my grades on the board, you know, anonymously. And I was kind of like, fuck, those are my grades. I'm like, why is he writing them on the board? I'm like, this can't be good. He's like, F, D, C,
whoa.
And a B minus.
Uh-huh.
So all of a sudden, he's like, we're going to do like a little prediction chart to see what like, we're going to do. I don't know.
The kind probability of this
probability
person
of this person passing or failing the class. It's not funny.
I love it.
Your
did you do like Poisson distribution?
Your pictures are funny. no, I don't know what he did. He just weighted all the grades differently and then dropped the lowest grade. So I got rid of my F, which was good. But so then all of a sudden, if I get a D on my final, if I get a 65, I will be able to get a C in the class.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
You don't know how fucking happy that made me.
I'm sure.
I ran out of that stats class. I like did like this huge like kick in the air, like a karate, like hi-ya! And like screamed at the top of my lungs. People were like looking at me like, what the fuck is this girl on? And I'm like, I can get a D on my final and still pass. And like yeah. that still works. Or, you know, a C gets me credit to transfer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that just made my world.
Yeah. No, it's amazing, you know, because I thought about it. You know, you put in so much fucking time into this, and to fail a class after all this effort is pathetic on their part.
On their part?
On their part.
You mean my part?
No. I mean the teacher's part. Because, you know, I mean, look, I'm sure I've seen that you put in a lot of effort into studying about mm-hmm. this. So, you know, I mean, you should at least pass for your fucking effort, you know?
I know. That's what fucking pisses me off about this teacher so much. It's like he doesn't care about your effort. And right. he tells us he doesn't care about our effort. He's like, you know, do your homework, don't do your homework. Come to class, don't come to class. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And he's like, and basically, if you're not smart in statistics, and he's like, and most people aren't, he's like, you're going right. to fail. And I don't care.
Really?
Like, what a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
My God. My biology teacher, on the other hand, like I've told you this before, but I convinced him the class is for non-majors, and it's like we're not going to be like vertebrate biologists or doctors. So, you know, make the test a little bit easier. Dumb it down a bit. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
this poor chick over here is like failing. This poor chick over here is failing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, only two of us are doing well in the class.
Yeah.
And it actually worked. He like weighted all the labs differently and doesn't even grade them. So long as we're present in class, we get A's for it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, for our final, he's giving us a cumulative final. But what he's doing is he's taking all of the previous test questions mm-hmm. and just picking like 60 of them.
Really?
So we've already had the questions. We already have yeah. the questions and the answers going into the final.
There you go. But you didn't get them right the first time, most of them.
I did, but everyone else didn't.
But how could you? And if you're almost flunking the class, I mean, how did you know most of the questions, the answers? Yeah.
No, I'm talking about in biology.
Oh, I'm sorry. Biology. You got an A there.
Yeah, I have an A in biology.
Oh, yeah.
But
okay.
So, you know, I got all the other kids in the class that were failing to now get like C's and B's. And I just convinced the professor, you know, not to take it so seriously.
Yeah.
And he's a human being, and he just wants us to understand, like, the general concepts, and you know what I mean? So he's not yeah. going to fail anyone in the class.
Really? No, you see, that's cool.
And on Monday, we're taking him out for margaritas after the final, and we're getting him shit-faced.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm wondering, I mean, doesn't it reflect badly on the professor when most of the class
that's
flunks?
That's what I wanted. Yeah, that's what I think.
You know?
And the fucking...
I mean, you're obviously not doing your fucking job.
Yeah, you obviously you know? Suck at your job.
Yeah.
And he just comes in and he's like, 95% of the population is miserable. They hate their job. Only 5% are happy.
Really?
And I'm like, or some kid was like, you know what? Well, what percentage are you in? I am in the 5%. I am very happy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know what? And he actually told us that someone threatened him last year.
Really?
A student came up with a knife and like threatened wow. threatened him with a knife if the kid or if the professor wouldn't pass him. And he's like, and he said, I run away and I get to my car and I'm safe. And he's like, and I failed the kid.
Wow.
I mean, what? Like seriously, yeah. like he makes people, like he ruins people's lives.
Yeah.
I mean, this class is like, you know, pretty much the last thing a lot of people are counting on to like, you know, transfer to UCLA. And if they don't do it, you know, they're fucked.
Yeah. Well, you just take it again with another professor, but that's another wasted
semester.
But that
will, no, another year, because UCLA only accepts transfers in the fall.
Okay.
So that, you know, that could set an entire person back a year that's in their life because of this cock-sucking douchebag motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, but. Okay, I understand your sentiments. But I still can't believe you're laughing at my pictures.
They're fucking hysterical.
Why, because I'm so serious? Is
you
that
look,
it?
You look like you really want to kill someone.
Yeah.
You really do.
I know. But many models have that look, don't they? You know, you look at GQ and stuff, they all look like they want to kill somebody. That's kind of like the model
no,
look, no?
No.
No?
Stop trying to be a model and just
I'm not
go
trying
with...
to be a model. I'm not trying to be a model. I just want to look fucking good in the picture.
Have you ever seen Zoolander?
No.
Oh, my God. You have to see it with Ben Stiller. Uh-huh. And he's just like, I'm ridiculously good looking. And he's got this look, it's called Blue Steel. Uh-huh. And every time he looks in the camera, it's the exact same look.
Yeah.
And then he's like working on this other look, and it's like this whole big top secret thing, and you know, in the world of like male models and runway stuff. And all of a sudden, like, he comes out with his new look, and it's so like anticipated, and it's the exact same look. But everyone is just like, wow, that's amazing. Oh my God. You really have to see that.
Really?
That is actually your homework for today. You need to go rent Zoolander.
And what's that going to do for me?
Make you not take your pictures so seriously, and maybe you'll start laughing when someone takes your picture.
Well, what if
next?
I fucking start laughing at your pictures?
You do laugh at my pictures.
I don't.
You tell me I'm fat. You tell me my hair is ugly. You don't like my pictures.
Excuse me, Susie.
Yes, dear.
Excuse me. I didn't feel you. I mean, I didn't realize you felt this strongly about it. First of
about
all,
about what?
First of all, I
and
didn't
you tell
you you were fat.
Then you tell me my boobs look weird. That my legs look funny.
Just in those
that I look cracked out.
No, but in those positions, and you did.
And that's fine.
I never said you were fat. When did I ever say you were fat?
I think you said once upon a time I could stand to lose 10 pounds.
I would never say something like that.
We were standing outside right over there, and I remember it specifically.
Well, maybe outside, not on the air.
It wasn't on the air. No. I don't have any real proof. And with your memory...
Now, excuse me, I never said... you know what? I would never... Maybe you started it. Maybe you said, I need to lose some weight.
And you're like, yeah. You're, never, and then you were like, yeah, like 10 pounds? And I was like, 10 pounds? I was thinking like 2.
I mean, for crying out loud, you're the one who always complains that you need to lose some weight. So I just went along with it. I don't think you do.
You never have. You never go along with it if it's a woman saying it.
No, I know.
You look fabulous.
I know. But
2 pounds? Where?
Then she tells you, then she tells you, well, you're lying to me. You're not telling me the truth. You can't win an argument like that with am I fat.
But you never admit.
If a woman asks, am I fat, you're in deep trouble. Because it doesn't matter what you answer. You're in deep shit. You know? She's not going to be happy. So don't ask, don't tell.
You think I'm fat?
No. You see, now tell me, yeah, you're lying. You know, yeah. You see, so
now you're lying, so you really do think I'm fat.
No, I mean that's what you're gonna say, right?
Oh my goodness, let's call our author.
Wait a minute, here we go again, Susie.
England,
a phone number in England.
Well, the book is about England.
I know, but this lady I thought was in... I mean, this is a book that was published here in the United States for Americans. It's called The Anglophiles, A Field Guide to the British, right?
Yes.
So how the hell are we going to call her? You know what? Let me try my...
Do you have a calling card?
I have a calling card.
Ah.
But it's going to take a while.
Let's
you know,
take
you
a
have
break.
To put in all these numbers. Oh, there's a room number, too. She's probably at a hotel in England doing the thing.
Doing the thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I mean, shit, you know, this would have been a great interview.
Well, do you have a calling card?
I do.
Who has a calling card? Why do you have a calling card?
Because I call Israel a lot. And it costs you like 2 cents each.
Calling cards are amazing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like a $10 card lasts me forever.
I have to get one of those when I'm in Aussie land. Oh, my God. And speaking of Aussie land. Mm-hmm. So, you know how I'm going over there with like no money and like nowhere to stay and nothing to do?
Uh-huh.
I registered last... It's called falafel. Your fucking calling card is called falafel.
That's what it's called.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
I know, you're laughing at everything about me today.
Oh, you're just a mess.
I know I am. So, you know, I mean, you have to call like an 800 number.
And then you push in your 200-digit PIN.
I'm not going to do this, Susie.
No, do it.
What the fuck, you know? I mean,
stop being so irritated. You know, take
a
deep
breath. I really want to talk to her. But,
I'm going to start slipping a Valium in your coffee.
No, I have been uptight the past few days. I don't know what it is.
Maybe you should get some relaxation medication. I prefer Xanax.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so anyway.
Go ahead.
While you're punching in all these numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
I registered.
See, but you're going to have to hear what it says, you know? You have to put in like your... not going to work. It's not going to work.
Please enter your PIN number.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Enter your PIN number.
Okay. Here, I'll do it without the sound.
I like the sound.
You do? Okay, but
it's funny.
I can't believe we're fucking doing this on the air, you know?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I registered last night on, or yesterday afternoon.
Hang on. I need to hear what she's saying. Okay.
To enable calls from this phone without having to enter your card number, press star 5.
Okay, shut up. Okay. Okay, so I'm dialing the country code, the city code, and... There's so many friggin' numbers here,
falafel.
Susie. Okay, so we're gonna probably call a hotel and
speak hopefully with Sarah Lyle.
Yeah, Sarah.
You have 49 minutes remaining for
cool,
this call.
Cool, that's a long time.
Plenty.
We only need a few. Okay. So we're calling London probably, guys. Wow. It's pretty cool. I'm glad I had this card, Susie.
I know, me too.
Yeah. Okay, I wonder where we call it. Probably, if it has a room number, it's probably
is
hotel.
It 0114?
0114. Yeah.
England.
Yeah.
I dated the Brit for a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Good old James Yates.
Okay. Well, they're not answering.
He had really
either,
good teeth for a Brit.
Okay, well, I think we gave her the opportunity.
A fair
here.
Try.
I think so, you know? I mean, what the hell, you know? But maybe they're still busy. But at any rate, let's just plug the book. I thought it was cool. It's called The Anglophiles and
A Field Guide to the British.
A Field Guide to the British. I started reading this and it's very funny. I mean, she writes it so funny. And, you know, I was thinking about it this morning that how, you know, often when you think of British people, you kind of smile, you know? I think Americans really like...
I just smile thinking of James Yates. Ooh.
Who's James Yates?
My ex-boyfriend from England.
Oh.
God, that was an expensive relationship.
Really?
Going to England every month?
I'm sure. Oh. I'm sure. Well, she ended up marrying a Brit also, so she's an American, having lived in England for many years. And what she's observed about the English...
I wonder what he thinks of, like, you know, his wife, like, dissecting his culture.
Who's that? Oh.
The husband. You know what I mean?
I'm sure he'd love it. Yeah, why not? You know, why not? But
I don't know. I don't want someone scrutinizing like me and everything I do. Like, I mean, I don't think you can really generalize that much about a population or a people like that.
No, you don't. But that's why I'm saying this is based on her experiences and, you know.
Part anthropological, part memoristic.
Like, for example, she talks about social classes in England. Did you know that there's still like the ancient... type of classes there as well, you know, where it's
aristocracy.
Supposed to, yes, and all that, and like doing feudalism,
the feudal lords,
yes, you know, and
indentured servants.
So it's not supposed to happen anymore, but yet she writes that it's still there.
Wow,
it's sort of like unspoken.
Well, I mean, they still have the queen, you know, so you start off with like something like that, and it's got to have like some kind of trickle down effect with like royalty branching off into the
right. But she has really no power as far as government and stuff. You know, she's just there more for you know to be there. You know, to look good and to continue the tradition and stuff.
I like the cover of this book. It's the Queen's head, like, sitting in a cup of tea.
Yeah. Queen Elizabeth, I know.
That's really kind of
with
funny.
With sunglasses.
Like, her head was like, she was decapitated, and it's, like, perched in a teacup. A very delicate teacup.
Yeah, it's by Sarah Lyle. You guys will be able to find it on Amazon. And it's too bad. Maybe we can reschedule with her or something.
And have her call us.
But it's a very entertaining book, you know. And I was asking TJ actually to call because he's married to a British woman.
Oh, his wife's British?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And but he's got no voice today.
Really?
So yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I told
he's
him
been
I said,
having a rough time lately, huh?
Yeah, he has because he's been sick, you know, and he's still been coming in and doing his shows, but he's not feeling very well. So today he writes me, says, I have no voice whatsoever, you know.
Aww.
And we do have a porn star coming up at 10.
Excellent.
Today. And so you guys want to stay tuned here. You know, you like porn stars. You kind of like a bond with them, I noticed. More than with other women that come in here.
Well, the other ones are boring.
Yeah.
Unless they're my friends.
Yeah, so you like girls that are open to sex and shit.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So I have to finish telling you what
I did. Wait a minute. I'm not finished yet.
Well, God damn it. Hurry up.
So I told him, I said, we're going to have a porn star and, you know, the writer of the book. And I told him, I said, just call in. And he says, no, I can't call in. I have no voice. I said, so just sit back and rub one out, you know, to the porn star and stuff. So, TJ, we love you, man, and feel better. We're going to take – oh, I'm sorry.
No,
let me finish about
– okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I registered yesterday on couchsurfer.com.
Yeah.
So I now have
Couchsurfers. Okay.
Couchsurfer.com.
Yeah, explain to us what that is, please.
Couchsurfer.com is an amazing, amazing website that has people registered either as hosts or, you know, you could register as a surfer. And you could travel all over the world to every single country, to every single state here. And there are hundreds and hundreds of people that have registered to, like, host people.
Wow.
And so, in turn, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, it's good karma, you know what I mean? Like, if you host someone, like, eventually you're supposed to be hosting someone else here.
Right.
There are people that have gone on, like, vacations all around the world without paying a dime.
Really?
For living expenses.
Right.
Yeah, you know, as far as this is concerned. They just pay for their food and their drink and whatever else they want to do.
And the flights.
And the flight.
Right.
So, I've got my trip to Australia and I've got no money for it and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Like, let me get out my violin. And,
now, that's a great idea for you.
So I'm not staying at a hostel. I'm not staying at a hotel. I'm not renting an apartment. I'm not, you know, I'm not doing any of those things. I'm registered on Couchsurfer, and I'm staying with, like, five different people.
Really? So you're couch surfing in Australia?
I am couch surfing my way through Australia.
You see, now, someone like you could do this because you're so easy and comfortable with people and shit, you know?
Yep.
You have no problem
at all. I can't
fucking wait. I could never fucking do it.
Oh, my God. And, you know, the houses, like, people have pictures and pictures of themselves and profiles and, like, how many different people they've hosted, and people write reviews. They're like, oh, I stayed with Mark in Bondi, Australia, and he was unbelievable. You know, he's got a great guest room, like, you know, oh, this person has an oceanfront house, this one's a mansion. And, like, the people that are architects, they're lawyers that are hosting people, and they just have a lot of money.
Right.
And they love meeting new people.
Really?
Yeah, they're just like, oh, I love meeting crazy new people. Like, welcome to my house. And another guy's, like, this crazy rock climber, and he rappels and does all this other stuff. He's
perfect,
like, if you stay with me, he's like, you've got to go climbing.
Yeah.
Then he's like, you know, I hope in turn one day I get to come climb down one of your canyons. You could take that however you want, but...
So you got them all lined up.
I've got them all lined up. I'm surfing my way through Australia on couches and, like, spare bedrooms of people that I've never met.
That'll be cool.
I know. I can't wait. Oh, my God.
Let's take a little break.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back right after. I don't know what we're going to be right after. Let's do this one.
One day I'll tell you how it feels like. A day when everything is alright. I'd like to give it to you easy. Yeah, I'm just hoping you can feel me. You think you got it going on, girl. You move around, I'm such a stranger. When everybody lets it all out, you keep it
is how you load it. This is how you conceal it in your pants at the club. And this is the sound Plaxico Burress makes when he shoots himself in the leg with an unregistered 40 caliber Glock.
It's Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
That is so pathetic that the guy shot himself in the leg.
I know. I mean, isn't that like the stupidest fucking thing?
It really
is. People don't stop
thing.
Making fun of it. You know?
Ever. Like, he will never live that down.
He probably never will.
Oh, man. Yeah. How embarrassing.
I know. And it was illegal for him to carry it. It wasn't registered or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he got arrested for shooting his own fucking leg.
Oh, my God. Poor people. Man. I swear.
Yeah. So we were talking about those earrings yesterday, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I still can't get over the fact that you were given $40,000 earrings, you know, and then you lost them.
What's wrong with that?
Hello? I wish I had a cuckoo sound clip.
What?
I don't know.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
C'est la vie. What are you going to do?
Yeah. So,
therefore, you know, Michelle Obama's ring, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's nothing, honey.
Nothing, huh? Not compared to what you get. Shit.
Oh, yeah. So I sent Michael a text yesterday. He's very, very, very famous. You know what I mean? Like, all around the world. Like, Saturday Night Live did a whole skit of him a couple years back.
Right.
It was really funny.
So, I mean, I suppose you can give out his last name, right? Or you don't, because if he's so famous, everybody knows him, right? I mean, do people know him outside his area?
He's mainly, you know, when his father died, it was all over world news.
So what is it, like he's a businessman or something?
He's a businessman.
That's what he's known for?
He's just known for being like a really successful businessman and a restaurateur, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he still runs this restaurant. And, you know, I don't know, he and his brothers just kind of run these restaurants.
Yeah.
And the brothers kind of just travel around the world playing golf on their private jet, doing whatever.
Yeah. Well, was there an inheritance there or something, or is he self-made pretty much?
No, basically the father kind of made all of the family fortune.
Mm.
And then from there, the brothers kind of inherited the business.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, took over.
Yeah.
With the finances.
That's
and everything.
Cool. It makes things a little easier when you start off your life, you know, with a lot of money.
Yes, yes.
But it's
but
cool.
I mean, you know, even,
but he,
but
I'm
even,
sure he's made.
But even though he, yeah. you know, has a ton of money, like right from the beginning of his life, he's always worked.
Yeah.
He has always worked in the restaurant, like every single day, like,
really?
Like 6 days a week, he is in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So his work ethic is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. You see, that's the thing. I mean, some people, if they are born lazy and shit, they just end up spending all the money.
I know. You know? This will never happen.
They inherit.
Yeah. Very, very, very hard worker Michael is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, I'm trying to figure out, how do we get away for a couple of days and go to New York City? I would give anything to be in New York City during the holidays, you know?
Well,
it's
why don't you...
It's just the best fucking place, you know?
Just
maybe,
do it.
Maybe we can just... Yeah, maybe we could just do, like, close the station for Christmas and the next day or whatever.
I think you should do that.
We're probably still going to have a four-day weekend, aren't we?
Over Christmas?
Over Christmas?
You
or
and me?
Or is it a three-day? No, no, not everybody.
Everyone? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the rest of the world does.
No, I mean, what day of the week is Christmas? Let's see.
I'm in Susie Land all the time.
Yes, you are. Let's see. Christmas Day is going to be on a Thursday. Cool. So it's going to be like Thanksgiving. We're going to get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You totally should do that.
I know.
Because, I mean, you're awesome. I don't know. You've got your kids, too. When's Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Isn't that coming up?
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter's coming back for the holidays, but I'm not taking her anywhere. I'm so fucking irritated with her.
Your favorite word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, why are you irritated with her now?
Because, I mean, she doesn't call.
So?
She doesn't call. And when I called yesterday, mm-hmm. she's like in a bad mood. And she insists she's not in a bad mood. I'm not in a bad mood!
That's what you
so
do.
I said, fuck it. I'll call you later.
She's exactly like you.
Yeah.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I hope you see that. What?
Have you decided to really beat me up today? Because I feel totally like...
I'm going to kick you when you're down.
Yes, thank you.
No, it's hysterical. Your pictures are funny. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what to say about them anymore. They're just really funny. Are you sitting over there with a smile on your face saying, fuck you?
No, I'm not. Because, I mean, in a way, I'm glad you feel that way because it reinforces that that I don't think these pictures are good. I don't think it's me. I think the professional...
I think it's a combination of the two.
Fuck you, okay? I can't do anything about the way I look, Susie, okay?
It's not about the way you look. It's about the way you're presenting yourself.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with the way you look.
Yeah.
But the way you're, you know, portraying yourself in these pictures.
Is really angry.
Really, really
and
angry.
And I'm not at all. You know, it's just, that's my face. Because maybe because for many years I was angry. I was very angry. So I think it's just sort of like my the corners of my mouth dropped, you know, and I look always like
you know
I'm
what
angry.
You need? You need a glass of wine and like to smoke a joint or something before the next photo shoot and take a Xanax.
But then my eyes are going to be all bloodshot and everything, you know.
You they get bloodshot?
They do when you smoke a joint. Don't
really?
Yeah.
Mine don't.
No?
No.
Okay. Often it does.
We were smoking out of the vaporizer last night. It was awesome.
Really?
Oh, man. I got so stoned. And it's just like this cool, like, this like stream of air.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, there's like no smoke at all.
How big is this thing?
This one in particular was a tiny one. It's like a tiny box, and you heat it up, and you put the weed in there, and I don't know what it does.
Really?
But it's got like a long, like, hookah type thing
uh-huh.
that you put in your mouth, and you just, like, you smoke from there. And everyone really? Can smoke out of the one bowl for, like, ever.
Really?
And it just keeps going and going and going.
Wow.
And we're all just sitting around. There are, like, 15 of us in a circle just, like, passing the hookah around. It's like, woo.
So there's no smoke, though, when you smoke?
No smoke.
No smoke.
No smoke.
So what is it? Like, fumes or something?
It's just the THC that you're inhaling.
I see. That's it. Yeah.
Which is the only shit in the weed that gets you high anyway.
Yeah. Wow. We'll have to try that sometime.
I know, right? I keep telling you about it, and then you're like, no, it's too expensive.
Yeah.
Stop being such a Jew. You're like, I'm gonna have cancer instead from, like, you know, everything else. All the other carcinogens that you put into your lungs.
Yeah.
So I might as well do something healthy.
That's true.
Smoke your drugs in a more efficient manner. Oh, man.
So now, what's this T-shirt I'm trying to figure out? The Malibu
Inn? The Malibu Inn. That's
the bar you work in, right?
The bar, yeah, up in Malibu. Yeah. It closes on Saturday night.
What's a cross like this called, do you know? Because these crosses have a name, I think.
Like a Celtic cross?
I don't know. Celtic or Celtic?
Celtic.
Celtic. What the hell's Celtic?
I think it's
you
Celtic.
You mean Celtic? Oh, Celtic?
Celtic.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to correct you anymore about anything because, you know, when I listen back, I'm like, I'm really a fucking idiot. Some of the things I say, like yesterday, I couldn't decide if the Olympics was for a week or 2 weeks. But it's a 2 week thing, right?
I don't know.
The Olympics is always 2 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's not a week. So I was going back and forth on the air.
Maybe you should just
and then
not.
We had the other thing with the Cincinnati Reds. And,
uh-huh.
And, but did you see
and
the
I
email
won,
I sent
and
you?
And I won my Thai massage.
Okay, but...
What? I'm cashing in on that.
Yeah. Okay, but wait a minute. No, because you know what? I wasn't wrong. If you look that C,
mm-hmm.
it looks the same for the Cincinnati Reds as it does for the Chicago Bears. It's the same C.
Is it the same color hat?
No.
Well, then... Yeah. I won my time
plus
massage,
one is
fair
football.
And square.
One is football, one is baseball.
Is it mine baseball?
Well, that's it. It's a baseball cap. But you were saying, you were talking about a football team first.
No, I said, I don't know what it is. It's some kind of sports team in Cincinnati. And you're like,
right.
No, it's not.
And then
not.
I
it's
told you
Chicago.
It's got to be a baseball team, though, because you had a baseball hat or something like that.
I maintain that I
Who
won.
Who cares? You did win. You did win. It has that C and it's a red hat.
How do you have time to go back and listen to our shows every day?
Because I work, so I listen to it in background. You see, that's what radio is all about. That's why I love radio. You don't need to take out time to listen. You just listen while you're doing other things.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to write the summaries for the shows and everything. I don't remember when I go home.
But doesn't it get distracting hearing people like talking while you're trying to like write things?
It depends what you do. When I write, yes. But when I do automatic things, then it's fine. I do a lot of automatic things, you know, for the website and shit, you know. So, yeah. But no, if I write an email or something, I have to pause it, you know.
Yeah, because I get distracted with, you know, then you start writing words that you're hearing and you're just kind of like, ah.
Yeah, and you're missing out what the people are saying on the radio.
Exactly.
You know? You think our guest is here yet? Let's
Probably
wait another
not.
5 minutes and we'll take a break.
Okay.
Probably not.
Probably not. They're never here 10 minutes early. Porn stars, come on. I still love Daisy Marie. I hope this girl's cute. What's this one's name?
You know what?
You
I have
don't
her
know.
Name.
You no, forgot.
No. That's not true. She sent me a name, but it wasn't really a porn name. So
really?
So I don't
it's
think
like Lauren.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Actually, and I mean, so we're gonna find out from her, you know, because I mean, if you just search on her name, you're gonna find a million people like that. It's not like it's a porn star's name, you know.
Oh.
It's not like Sky or
Why'd you pick Sky? That's the name of one of the babies I nanny for.
Because Sky is like name. It's the most common porn and stripper name ever.
I've got a story to tell you.
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing. But, yeah.
We're willing to listen.
It involves a guy named Sky.
Uh-huh.
All right. So back right before I left to go to my boarding school, you know, I was like 15 or something. And this guy, you know, my mom worked with his mother. And so I kind of met the guy through my mom. And so I was allowed to go like on a blind date with this guy. Mm-hmm. So he picks me up in a Volvo and he was gorgeous.
Yeah.
This dark, gorgeous curly hair. And I mean, just like, you know, tan skin and like a body of a Greek fucking god.
Yeah.
You know, I was like really innocent at the time. I really wasn't hooking up with boys or girls.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go to like the fair and we have an amazing time. And then we go back to his house and we kind of go skinny dipping in his pool. And then we go and we get in his bed.
Uh-huh.
And so we kind of start fooling around a little bit. And all of a sudden, like, he sticks his hand in my, you know, wet pussy. And you know what I mean? Like, I was wet from the pool and, like, wet from being wet. And all of a sudden, I queef. And I had never, like, I'd never had a hand
For those who don't know what queefing is, that's snoring with, or, like, farting with, it's a pussy fart. Pussy fart. That's
so he sticks his hand in my pussy and I queef, and I don't know what that is at the time. I have no idea, like, what's going on.
It never happened to you before?
It had never happened to me before.
Wow.
And so I was so mortified, like, my face turns red, and he pulls his hand out, and he was like, oh my God, that was disgusting. Put your clothes on. I'm taking you home. And I was just mortified. You know, I was so young. I'd never like had a hand in my fucking pussy before. And like here I am, like with this super, super, super hot guy. Shoves it in there and it's
wow.
Oh my God.
It was embarrassing.
How embarrassing is that?
I know.
That is just probably the worst thing that could ever happen to a girl.
I know, I know. And it does happen. You know,
when
air gets trapped in the air. And I think especially in the doggy style position, you know? It's like you kind of, if you pull out and then you stick it back in.
Exactly, because it's open and the air gets in. And then it's just like.
I wonder what it feels like inside your stomach, though. You know, do you feel like air or like pressure or anything?
No, I don't. It doesn't feel any
different.
It doesn't
get trapped in there, you know? I would think it would work exactly like a syringe, you know, where you like push something and the air is trapped.
Oh, man. I don't even know. But still, even to this day, like when you're having sex, of like, you know, a funny noise like that happens, you're still kind of like embarrassed.
Yeah.
I don't know. But isn't that mean? So Sky fucking Glately, you know, you're an asshole out there.
Yeah.
Total asshole. And he had my Beastie Boy CD and he wouldn't give it back.
Oh.
So.
The trials and tribulations of Susie Rally.
Queefing. That's such a disgusting word. I wonder who made that word up.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of words, the word of the day today is effable.
Effable, really?
Effable.
E-F-F-I? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, ineffable. Yeah. Ineffable.
Ineffable.
Ineffable. Let me find the word here.
Okay.
Let me get through my eHarmony.
Okay. While you're doing this, I want to shout out again to my brother, Shy. Happy birthday. Love you. And in fact, here's this one's a little for you here.
You're such a dork.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Oh, don't worry. I do plenty of that.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Been treating me like shit today. You must have a lot of resentment towards me.
No, none at all.
You do.
You're just asking for it.
You're like harboring so many feelings about me, like not necessarily good ones.
Stop projecting.
And they keep coming out every day.
Stop like projecting. Something. This is just my personality.
I'm not projecting shit.
You are projecting.
I don't have any resentment towards you, but I think you do.
Why would I have resentment towards you?
I don't know. You say things sometimes.
Like
you know?
What?
Like that I don't like your hair and I think you're fat. That's not true.
Oh, I don't care if
it's
you like my hair.
It's actually not true. No, I know you don't care, but I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't say I don't like it. I just thought it could look better.
Well,
you know,
if I got a personal stylist.
It's just my fucking opinion. Look,
I know it's your opinion.
All right.
I want to tell you the word of the day.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it relates directly to our show.
Okay.
I think we should actually have it as an adjective.
Really?
Describing our show. Ineffable. Incapable of being expressed in words. Indescribable. Unspeakable. Not to be uttered or taboo.
Well, all the shit you do is ineffable.
Ineffable.
Ineffable. Wow.
Isn't that a great word?
It is.
I'm going to start using that on a daily basis. That like when we say that's taboo, oh, that was ineffable.
Yes.
That's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
I love those words.
I know. Good words.
Yeah. You know, by the way, you know, I got some feedback also on how great the authors are and all the guests and shit, because they're like so different from each other and like totally different topics, and people learn from this stuff.
I know.
So I hope you don't like hate me for those.
Why would I hate you for them?
I don't know. Sometimes you seem like not interested, you know.
That's because I'm ADD and I'm not interested in anything.
Not only that, but I think you should get a look at the book, you know. But I don't know if you have time, but I usually what I do is I read the introduction and, you know,
maybe I would like to get the books in advance and then
yes,
I could have time.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. So it's just that I don't get a chance to look at them like until a day before the show. But what I'll do is I'll go over it as soon as I get them, and then I'll bring them to you, and then you'll have a few days.
Yeah, no, because a lot of them I would love to read.
I know, they're really cool. So it's cool even if you read a chapter or two, you know. It's still
better
than
nothing. Why would you think I don't like the authors? I love the authors.
No, I don't know.
I like having a little bit of the structure.
Yeah.
Sometimes if they're like CEOs and businessmen and they're talking about boring shit.
I know, that's why I try not to do it.
But that's fine, you know what I mean? I just keep my mouth shut and I let you do all the talking.
No, you don't keep your mouth shut. Well, you make those silly reports.
Well, that's because I'm very immature and I can't
yes,
help it.
Yes, you are indeed.
But that's why you love me.
I suppose. You
if
know?
I sat here and was like completely, you know, tight-lipped the whole goddamn time, what good would I be?
Exactly. You wouldn't be here.
Although you do sometimes give me death stares when I make like a funny comment, like with the guy from Webster's Dictionary. You were just like, Susie.
Yeah. I mean,
you need to behave.
Listening to the playback, I realized I was like trying to push it away, like ignoring what you were saying. Because this guy was like very straight arrow, you know? I mean,
well, I try and make people laugh and take themselves a little less seriously.
I know, and with most you do. Like the writer yesterday, who you thought was really hot.
Oh my God.
He was very pleasant. He was laughing a lot from the moment we called him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, some people are like,
he is so cute.
Yeah.
You can't lose his number.
Okay.
Do you still have it?
I have it in my email, sure.
Oh, good.
Are you going to call him, really?
Fuck yeah.
Wow. What if he's married or something? You don't care.
I don't think he is.
You don't care.
Well,
why don't you think he is?
Well, I'm going to, you know, approach him in the way of, you know, I'm in New York visiting my family for the holidays and,
yeah,
you know.
I'd like him, I'm interested in Lou Pearlman.
I would like to have a follow-up interview about Mr. Pearlman.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I would like a Mr. Pearlman, Mr. Pearl necklace on me. Oh, God.
Oh, man. You're funny, Susie. All right. We're going to take another little break, and hopefully our guest is here, so we'll be back right after this.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil. He knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted up the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found.
My name is Rachel, and my telephone number is... I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and I've got a message on the phone. I'm not going to check it, but I'll bet you it's the guest.
Oh, no, really?
You know?
Oh, wait, on your cell phone?
Yeah, on my cell phone.
Oh.
So, hopefully she'll still be here. She really wanted to come, so, you know, what the hell.
Since that girl's name was Rachel, it just made me think of my childhood girlfriend, Rachel. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She always kind of was like, she kind of liked the fact that I was, like, always going to New York City and stuff, and she just kind of, you know, I would always bring her with me on auditions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ended up going to school at NYU, and, you know, I always was just like, Rachel, you know, come on, do some cocaine. She's like, no. And then finally, like, she ended up becoming a ridiculous drug addict.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Because of you.
Well, not because of me, because of, like, the lifestyle in New York.
Yeah.
So now she's been sober for, like, 2 years and living in Florida. But so she came to visit me at Michael's house when I was living in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Marblehead. And Michael was out of town in Florida, and so I took over his whole house.
Yeah.
Because I always do that when he goes away and have, like, raging parties. And so I've got one wine, like, temperature-controlled, like, wine cooler at his house that I'm allowed to have whatever I want out of.
Really?
You know, and we're talking, like, really expensive bottles of wine.
Really, I'm
like
sure.
I would probably drink like $10,000 of wine a week.
Now, can you tell the difference between an expensive wine and a cheap
absolutely?
Wine?
I am a wino, and it's very unfortunate given my financial situation that I've had to resort to Two Buck Upchuck and Franzia.
I suppose, yes. So now, tell me, how can you tell the difference? I mean, what's different? The taste, the
Just the taste and the consistency, and just the your whole palate just changes.
Really,
when you're drinking really nice
so
wine.
So wine has different consistency from one brand to the other.
Oh yes, it's
really?
Totally different.
Mm.
But so then, you know, we finished all of the wine in this one wine cooler this one night. We were having, like, this raging party at his house.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, you know, David, Rachel's boyfriend who was there, he grabs this other bottle of wine and he just opens it. And I don't think anything of it. What I didn't know was that it was in a drawer that said, "Don't even think about it, Susie." Michael would label things around the house.
Really?
"Don't fucking touch this. Don't even think about it." But so, you know, we're chugging this bottle of wine, this really nice bottle of wine. At this point, we were so drunk that we were just drinking out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we throw the bottle away. Michael comes home from Florida, and he, you know, goes to take out the recycling, and he sees one of these bottles of wine, like, tossed haphazardly in the trash.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it was signed, like, "Dear Michael, like, love, Robert Mondavi." It was
really?
A limited, like, very, very, very limited edition bottle of wine that was worth, it was, like, priceless. And it was signed right before he died.
Wow.
Like, this bottle of wine, you don't even know,
so
like, how much money it was worth.
Big time. Wow.
So
that he'll still talk to you, I mean, after all this
oh,
shit.
Oh, man. I have the bottle saved at my house. I was like, we can always go up and have it refilled. And Michael's like, "It's not the same. You don't understand, Susie." I'm like, oopsie, oh well. But I just
God,
love
it's
it.
It's like having a mischievous kid around, you know? I mean, you're like that. It's like you got to lock up everything around you.
He just puts notes on things. Don't even think about it.
Yeah. Why does it smell like we're getting cigarette smoke in here? Can you smell it?
No.
I mean, I don't think it's from the cigarette I smoked. It's because it smells like actually live smoke, not just the smell that smoke leaves behind it.
Maybe
you don't think we have cracks here in the window or something,
maybe
huh?
We're burning. Burn, motherfucker, burn.
So, needless to say, our guest is not here. And,
well,
did we leave?
Should I open the other door?
Oh, yeah, I thought you left the door open. So we're expecting a pretty hot porn star, and she said she'd be here, and we're hoping that she is. Susie's going to go and check it out. Yes, Susie? No, Susie? Nothing. Nothing. I don't know what it is with these sex actresses. They're not porn stars. They're actresses. Not even that. They're just fucking whores, aren't they? They fuck for money. They fuck for money. And
that's not very nice.
No. Well, I'm not talking specifically about anybody. I mean, I'm just saying in general, right? I mean,
she works hard for the money.
Yeah.
Money,
I mean, what
so
the fuck, you know?
Hard for it,
I guess
honey.
You have to learn how to pose in porn as well, right? You have to.
I can imagine that would be very difficult.
Really?
I mean, some of the sexy photo shoots that I've done, yeah, you really kind of have to position yourself very well. Yeah. Or else, you know, certain angles can be extremely unattractive.
Yeah, I suppose, especially on video.
Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I did this one, like, really sexy photo shoot, kind of explicit, very, very explicit in Africa.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Like, just downright naughty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did that entail?
Me, like, on a zebra rug, and, like, me under a mosquito net, like, wearing just the mosquito net. And
really? Like, fully nude and shit?
Fully nude, just with my legs, like, around my head, and
your legs around your head?
Yes.
What the fuck? What photographer was that?
Well, actually, the guy who was taking the pictures was a professional photographer and videographer named CJ from South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And actually, his name is Cuthbert.
Cuthbert?
Cuthbert. So I just called him CJ because I couldn't say his
was
name with Afrika? A straight face. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, he lost a bet to me. I used to be pretty good with card tricks. Since your fucking son, showed me his card tricks, I feel shamed. But anyway, so other people thought my card tricks were pretty good, and CJ lost this bet to me and had to film the rest of my hunt for free.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which is the one priceless picture was...
You're such a deal maker.
And the other guy, this hot guy, Brent, who was the other PH there, the professional hunter, he had to serve me drinks for the whole month.
Yeah.
He had to be my personal bartending bitch. So I got my personal photographer for free, you know, my bartending bitch that's super hot and like my slave. And I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever. But yeah, so CJ had to film like this whole erotic photo shoot because I was like, you know, I'm only going to be young once and I'm only going to look this good once. So why not take these fucking pictures?
Yeah.
And then just kind of like file them away to have. That was the bad mistake because my ex-best friend who ended up fucking my ex-boyfriend, you know, while we were all living together, took the pictures and blew them up and made them into like postcards and started handing them out to all the bars like candy in town. And keep in mind, this is a very small, like, drunken fishing town.
They'll teach you. You know, you never know where your pictures will wind up,
you know? Oh, man, I know. Like the topless ones from that stupid topless march.
Yeah.
I'm getting like, I got that fucking email from my friend Scott in Boston, and he's just like, I've been waiting 18 years to see a familiar face on the Porn of the Day website. And I was like, what? You made the Porn of the Day, hot chick of the day. I was like, I don't know if I'm flattered or like horrified. Oh, man.
Well, now the whole world knows you, so.
I know. Yeah. Which is really funny, just thinking back in the eHarmony, because the guy keeps like, you know, sending me messages, and he's like, I really want to listen to your radio show. I'm like, no. Absolutely not. Not until like at least like the third date, and I've lured you into my web.
Yeah. Can you see him going through the radio dial, probably trying to find you?
Oh, man. He really is probably going through like the real, like I didn't tell him it was internet radio.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be my next hint. What if he Googles it, though? Like, Googles my name.
Yeah, and he's going to find
I'm
you
I'm Googleable right now.
Does he know your last name?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably not, though.
I don't know if those sites put up...
Yeah, no, you don't put up last names on those sites. Yeah, you don't even put up a first name. You just put, like, a screen name or something.
No, everyone has their first name on there.
They do?
It's like, meet Jerry. He's your new match from eHarmony.
Really? Okay,
yes.
So it's different from Match.com, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
You've got to have the person's real name. Or at least their first name.
True. No, but I mean, if they don't put their name at all, it's up to them to give you their name, I think, you know. But you just use screen names. I remember when it was on J-Date, too. I didn't know.
J-Date just cracks me up.
Yeah, I didn't know the name. I know everything about me cracks you up today. I'm feeling like really stupid.
Why?
Because you're making me feel ridiculous.
I'm trying to
why.
Make you like take your life a little bit less seriously. You know what I mean? It's
I
not
do.
The end of the world. No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
You don't know me.
I do know you. No. You need to take a Valium.
I'm a lot better than I used to be, Susie.
Really?
Let me tell you. Yeah. Well, a lot of people think I'm really laid back. I mean, because they don't see me like... Because for the most part, I'm really laid back. You know? It's just that I guess on the show, I get kind of passionate and shit.
Passionate?
Yeah.
Uppity, your panties are too tight.
Yeah.
What else should we talk about today?
Well, I don't know. You think I should call my brother...
I think you should call your brother and wish him a happy birthday.
I don't know if I should, you know?
Why not?
Yeah, I'm wondering that, too. I'm wondering why am I hesitating?
Don't hesitate. I'll be appropriate.
Yeah. The thing is this, you know, I got to admit, you know, we haven't been as close as we used to be, you know?
Well, here's your chance.
I guess, you know, you get married and shit and...
Is he married?
You know? Oh, yeah, he's got 3 kids.
How come
adorable
I don't even
kids.
Know about this part of your family?
Because you don't ask me.
Well, you don't volunteer.
No.
No.
You don't volunteer shit in here, you know? I mean, you just have to ask. Whatever you want to find out, you ask.
What does he do?
You know? He's got a website where he sells security products like safes and locks.
So you guys are all computer geeks in your family?
No, it has nothing to do with a computer, though.
It's not, a website has to do with a computer?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you don't have to be a computer person to do it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we're calling Shy, anyway, Sam's
yes.
brother.
Yes, we are. To wish him a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's going to answer. He will. Hello?
Hello?
Shy.
Yeah.
It's your brother. You're on the air. Happy birthday.
Hi, Shy.
Hey, thank you. Why are you putting me on the air?
Because we wanted to wish you a happy birthday, that's all.
In front of the whole world.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you much.
Here, we got a song for you. Hang on. You see, I never get to talk to you at home, so I figured I'd call you now.
Yeah.
So how old are you? 45?
At least on the air we talk. Yeah, 45 today.
Wow.
At least you guys have to keep it clean now.
Yeah. Well, I know
I keep it clean. It's my brother that doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah. You see, yeah. But they listen all the time, I'm telling you.
Oh, no, you listen?
Yeah, and yeah, his wife told me they have to turn down the radio.
Yeah, my wife listens, and I'm next to it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here.
The kids walk into the house and they're like, "Oh, turn it down! Uncle Sam's on the radio."
Yeah, so I don't know if you've been listening or not, but I've been wishing you happy birthday all morning. So,
oh really? No, yeah. I wasn't listening.
Yeah,
because Orly's not here yet, so
yeah,
he usually turns it on.
Okay. I'm trying to listen to his accent a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we're from the same family.
No, you guys have completely different voices, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we do. You know, I mean, we're different. We're brothers, but we're different.
Are you doing anything special for your birthday?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No plans yet.
No surprise plans. Party, no nothing, no
usually
strippers.
Usually my wife plans are under her sleeve, so.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, who knows what she's got. Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
Did you meet your wife on J-Date?
No. There was before, you guys met before the internet. The internet was just starting, like 94 or something. Is that when you guys met? He doesn't even remember.
11 years ago. Yeah. 11, 12 years ago, yeah.
Ah. Mm. So you have three beautiful children?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Beautiful. Okay, listen, I know you're busy. We'll let you go. But, Chai, thanks so much. Happy birthday to you again, and all the best.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, so that's my brother.
Did you get him a present?
I knew we would like totally surprise him. He's like, why am I on the air?
Did you get him a present?
But not yet.
Are you?
I'm
going
not
to?
One into shopping. You know, I'm sure my wife's going to pick up something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, she's got a birthday coming up too next week.
What are you going to get her? Yeah.
I don't know, Susie. I'm always so bad with fucking presents. You know, because I guess I sort of got burned because the first time. You know, a few days after we met and stuff, I think it was, I don't know, some kind of a holiday. And I got her a watch, right? And I really put my heart into it and went. And I give it to her and she didn't really like it. You know?
Oh, no.
And I'm like going, fuck, you know? I mean, it's
did
like...
Did she say she didn't like it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she didn't quite say I didn't like it, but I could tell she's not happy about it. You know, so
jewelry is kind of difficult.
It's personal. Yeah,
it's very personal.
It's a question of taste. I know. And colognes is the same thing in perfumes. I don't know why people buy other people perfumes.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
not.
It's a question of personal taste, you know. And so 9 times out of 10, the person's probably going to take it back anyway. But but as far as, you know,
that sucks.
I don't know. Yeah. So I sort of like. Got put off by that, and I said, you know what, I'm never buying you anything. When it's your birthday, we'll go together and you pick what you want.
Well, that's not always, that's not very fair either.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it's fine.
Isn't
to
that cool
extent.
Though? I mean, I would love if someone told me, look, let's go to the store, you can get whatever you want. That'd be awesome. Then I would pick something that I like. You know, I don't need to worry about, oh, they put some thought into it and blah, blah, blah. You know? I mean, it's not
nice
a surprise.
It's someone surprises you with something and you're not expecting it. And I mean, sometimes.
But
like,
you are expecting. I mean, when you have a birthday, you expect a gift, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
I just expect checks.
Those are good gifts.
Those are the best gifts.
Yeah. You know, that's why I don't understand gift cards. You know, it's like, if you want to give me money, then just give me the fucking cash. Why are you forcing me to buy at that particular store, you know? And
yeah, I completely agree with you on that one. I hate come Christmas time. You know what I mean? I get all the gift cards and things from my aunts and uncles. And it's like, I've got to go. Now I'm forced to go to the mall. Mm-hmm. And I hate going to the mall.
Yeah.
I can't stand being in like public places where there are like a million fucking scatterbrained people running around just like, purchasing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh my God, this is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. I know.
You wouldn't think that of me, would you?
No.
I like small little boutiques where like no one's in it and that's it. And I can like have my one-on-one.
Yeah.
With a...
But why? Why wouldn't I think of you that way? I mean...
I don't know, because I'm a girl and girls usually like to shop and like go to malls.
Yeah, but you go to a small place, but you're still shopping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just different, you know? You don't have to go into the big stores and shit, you know?
I'm really tired today.
Are you really?
Yes.
I can tell. I mean, you were like totally like just sliding down your seat when you first came in with your sunglasses and everything. And yeah.
I know. And I'm like anticipating a very long day.
How many hours did you get last night?
Of sleep?
Yeah.
Like 4.
4 hours?
Yeah.
That's not enough, Susie.
I know.
Yeah. But you need more hours in the day, I suppose, for all the shit
that
you
do. I really do. It's actually getting to be quite frustrating.
Yeah. I know, it's not easy. It's not easy. I mean, because you never catch up with sleep, you know? You never do.
We have our guest in the studio.
Oh, our guest is here. Cool.
Yes.
All right.
Take a
second. So, let's take a real quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
There's something about the way you try to look. It's getting right to me, deeper than it really should. What are you, an angel, or just looking that good? When you take your time, you are so divine. I'm not surprised, I'd like to watch you in this life.
Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
All right, and we're back, and our guest is in the studio. Still getting ready here, getting situated. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Please introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Linda Krause.
Linda Krause?
Yes.
Okay, Susie, push the microphone a little bit towards her. You need to be a little closer there, so we can hear every better? Sweet
Stick
word
Stick your
you
face
have
right in there.
All righty. Just like old times,
yes,
right?
like I'm sure you've been told many times.
Stick it in my face.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So you wrote to us and you wanted to come on the show, right?
Yes,
I did. And so what is it that you do? Do you still do that? Did you used to be in the sex business? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. I also was in the screen, or still am in the Screen Actors Guild, doing regular non-porn type movies. But
do they have SAG for porn stars too?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They're getting there, aren't they?
Yeah.
But the business has changed so much since I was in it back in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. So I notice how they celebrate it now so much. And back then it was really hush-hush and mm-hmm. Secretive. And
it was ineffable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to go to those CD theaters to watch porn, you know? I remember that, man. That was gross.
I actually have an entire box set of VHS porn from the 70s.
Really?
I stole from my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. My god!
That's
gosh.
The one that has like Mature Muffs and really? All of those titles.
So you got into it when you were pretty young, right?
I got into it when I was very young. I was 19. Mm-hmm. I moved from New York and came out here to be with my mom because I'd broken up with a boyfriend. I was all upset. And then, much to my surprise, my mom had gotten into the business of dancing, and she was still looking pretty good in her early 40s. And so she got me into it when I moved here, because I was just going to work for like an investigator. I was working on, I think, Highland and Franklin Avenue, where I used to live.
God.
So my mom took me down to Hollywood Boulevard and introduced me to a photographer, and I won't mention any names or magazines, but it was pretty disgusting. But they had to kind of...
Your mom did this?
My mom turned me out.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
And you were 19?
I was 19, yeah.
Wow.
How sad is that?
What the fuck kind of a story is that?
It's fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
do you have a good relationship with her now?
Well, you know what? God rest her soul. She's in dancer heaven.
Oh, my goodness.
But, no, you know, I have a lot of respect
for her. So your mom was a dancer?
She was a dancer.
Oh, okay. So like that kind of explains it.
As was I.
A stripper dancer.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And did she, how did you come around? Did she do it with one of her clients or? No, she had a boyfriend.
Oh, no. She was married when she had me.
Oh,
she was a very young mom. She was 19 when she had me.
Really?
Yeah. We're from the Midwest.
So yeah. Not much else to do.
Nothing to do in those cornfields, right?
Yeah. So she was a stripper dancer, like what, in the 60s and stuff?
Yeah, in the early 70s.
Right.
And, so she said to me, well, you know, you've got a great body and blah, blah, blah. You know, you shouldn't waste your time just working in some boring office. So she took me down to Hollywood Boulevard and pimped me out.
Susie,
I thought your mom was bad. I mean, her mom did
dysfunction,
this.
Right?
Her mom did something similar, not with sex, but...
just being like a child model and stuff like that in the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so she got you a pimp?
No, I'm just using the word pimp. She was the pimp. I was the hoe.
Oh my goodness!
So she got me into nude modeling, and then
So you said it was disgusting for you?
For me, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
here I was, this little. Well, I'm half Jewish on my dad's side, Christian.
Yeah.
And
that's okay. You're with the Shiksa and the Jew.
I know.
So you're good.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
it was really shocking to me, and I had to get a little bit drunk, and they gave me some wine and kept giving me more wine and toys.
Now,
and
wait a minute. So you didn't want to do this,
Well, not really. I mean, I wanted to do like maybe topless. I said, well, can't I just do like something and wear jeans and you know, just topless? And I was so scared. I'd never been nude in my life.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So she just kind of threw me in there because, one, she wasn't making all that much money. She's getting older. Still looks good, but getting older, right?
She figured she would make it off of you.
Exactly. Some of these people do today with their kids. They kind of live vicariously through them.
And you see, and the thing is, I guess for her, it wasn't unusual because that's the kind of line of business she was in, you
exactly.
know? So it was natural
exactly.
for her to bring you into it.
Yeah. She was proud of me.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Wow.
It was kind of a weird, you know,
so
duality.
What kind of magazines were these?
Well, I brought a picture today. One that I am kind of proud of was Genesis.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Genesis Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that even still around anymore?
I don't know. There's dinosaurs in the background there. Don't mind them. Oh, no, that's me.
From the man who gave you Deep Throat, X-rated movie of the month.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah. I was around when John Holmes was around and
Linda
Lovelace. I mean, this was like
Nina Hartley and all of them.
The peak of porn in the 70s. It was amazing. It was an amazing time back then.
Really?
Yeah.
So you started dancing and stuff, and then I got to tell you, by the way, your tits are awesome. You know?
I knew we would get to that.
Yeah, I mean, are they real?
I've heard you.
I mean, are they real?
Yes, they are.
Really?
Real. They are real.
Wow.
Real.
Look at that, Susie.
We don't talk about breasts on this station.
Oh, no. Come on.
We only talk about tits here.
TNA.
Yeah, that's it.
But, I mean, these are the perkiest, you know, boobs I've seen.
Well, thank you.
And
not bad for 52 years old, huh?
Wow, you've been around the block. Yeah, that's not bad at all. So you must have been really hot at 19, obviously.
Well, picture.
That's the picture here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Exactly.
Yeah. Nice, prickly, pointy. Wow.
Prickly.
All natural.
Yes. Not prickly, pricky, whatever. So okay, so you did the nude modeling and stuff, right?
Right.
And then you got into what? What happened next? You were a dancer then, or did you get into
that
porn?
That kind of came in later after I had my son.
Oh, I see.
Because you know we have to take care of our kids, so right? Yeah. And he was too young to know, so I was dancing topless probably for it's the longest job I've ever had, probably 8 years.
Wow.
I
was dedicated.
Yeah.
But
that would be kind of fun to be a topless dancer. I could do that.
It was a thrill. It was really a kick having all that money thrown at you. It was awesome.
But do you think Susie could do it with her boobs? Does she have to do?
Boobs?
Does she have to be like full nude?
No, I was just topless. So,
right.
Yeah, I had
But with smaller boobs, I mean, people love that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was smaller. So I was smaller when I was a dancer. I don't know how they got so big now. They did. But everybody told me, don't ever get a boob job.
No,
like, no,
are you kidding? No,
I wouldn't. No.
You've got the most beautiful ones.
I haven't had any plastic surgery, nothing.
That's amazing.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you did topless for 8 years, but before that, you got into
that's
porn.
When I was into the soft porn business and
soft porn.
Okay. What's soft porn? I only know hardcore porn.
Yeah, soft porn is kind of like what you see on TV now. If you went on Cinemax at night,
and
they're
Spice
kind of the
like
what
that.
They used
you
to
mean
call
Skinemax?
Yeah. What they would call
like
simulate. You're from my era.
I'm from your era. Simulated sex. Yeah,
exactly.
You don't see penetration.
Is that like just
you don't
the tip?
See, yeah.
No penetration and no like contact. You don't see blowjobs and things like that.
It might happen behind the scenes, but
yeah, exactly. It's sort of like suggested, you know.
Exactly.
Well, that's
with this
boring
sex going on.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, but let me tell you really happens.
I'm just kidding.
What really happens is a lot of times during those films, you are actually having sex. So.
Really?
Yeah, because the cameras say, as long as we can't see it, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
That's
and
what really goes on.
Right. And sometimes they'll film the movie as both softcore and hardcore, showing some scenes here and that's what they
and
do.
Back in the
and
day.
It's terrible, softcore. I mean, it just turns you on and you don't see anything.
I know. It's not
it's more for women. I mean, women like it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, when they go on the Playboy channel and they see this shit, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Guys, like, put it on. They're like, hey, baby.
Yeah. You're like, what the hell? Nothing's happening here.
There's nothing to see.
So you did softcore.
Yeah.
But there was penetration and everything. It just the camera didn't show.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you didn't want to sleep with these guys, you didn't have to?
No. Didn't have to at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't paid for that. However, I got offered a lot of roles in porn films that they used to do up in San Francisco.
Yes.
Those were the days where they'd go up there, and they still had the valley, but it was more like San Francisco. You'd kind of sneak away, and they could film it up there, and then, you know, and then distribute it from the valley, and so,
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, in the 70s and stuff, yeah. That's where the porn was. In fact, I read a book called Bottom Feeders. I don't know if you ever read that. That's about the early porn industry, and they're talking about some of the guys, I forgot their name, but that started this whole thing, you know, and it was amazing. Because
do you know Al Goldstein?
I've heard
Screw
of
Magazine.
Yeah, Screw Magazine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Screw Magazine. He was like the most filthiest person and controversial back in the day. And when I was in New York, and I think it was 72, he was really popular. And then a lot of the porn film where film industry was coming out. And I went to see some films, and I was just shocked. I had to go to the bathroom and masturbate because I couldn't finish watching these films. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, I love that, man. I love that. You see, she's our kind of person here. So talk
where
about
the Midwest
masturbation.
Are you from? I want to hear a little bit of an accent.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
I don't.
Oh, gosh.
She's
been out
from
here
the Midwest,
so long.
Right?
But yeah, from Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He makes it sound so exotic. Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana. No, I don't say Indiana, but yes.
You
I don't
did.
Sound like you, that's for sure.
All right, now back to the masturbation.
Yeah, yes. There we go. Okay. The good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So here I am in this theater, this dark theater, and it was kind of like they do now in the porn industry. They had all the stars there, and it was this big event in New York. And so Al Goldstein was there, and my boyfriend who went to NYU with him. That's how we knew him. He was an accountant, but fun, you know. But so we went to this porn film, and I guess I was 18. I was just never been exposed to it. And I'm sitting there, and I had to go to the restroom. I just couldn't wait. I was so, I was like shaking. I was so scared and excited all at the same time.
Wow. That's the best.
I know.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
So, at what age did you start masturbating? Do you remember?
Oh, I heard your show last night. I was listening to the one with Daisy Marie. That was
Marie.
A good.
She's great.
Yeah, she's cool.
No, but we like to know when people start, you know, because I started very early, and so did Susie.
Yeah, I heard about Daisy saying she was with a pillow.
Yeah,
she used to hump the pillow and stuff. Yeah.
Well, what about you? I have stories. Oh my gosh! Since I can remember, probably I'm guessing that was around 3 or 4.
Really? Yeah. See, that's when I started. Yeah. So how did you discover it? How did you discover you liked
it? My boyfriend loves this. He's never seen me do it, but I can masturbate without touching myself with a really tight pair of jeans on, just kind of rubbing and grinding around.
Yes. Really? And you know what? No, Susie, I could do that.
Can you do that?
I could do that, yes.
Really?
Yes. Good, yeah.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yet Susie doesn't believe me. You can do it with your legs crossed. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You see? Susie doesn't believe it.
I've done it in the car driving.
I do it all the time in the car driving.
Do you? Yeah.
But you have to so you have your vibrator in the car.
There's an emergency stash.
I see. Because she won't touch herself with her fingers, but she likes
messy.
The vibrator. Yeah. I love the mess. I love that mess. Make me messy like that all the time. Shit. Wow. So at a young age you started.
Yeah. And I can remember actually being, you know, in my crib. I mean, that's how far back it goes.
Really?
Of course, back then, you know, we all stayed in our cribs till we were like 3 or 4 till we got a bed, right? A real bed. But I remember just like pushing my legs together and it felt really good. I'm like, oh, this is cool, you know? It was so relaxing.
Yeah. Wow. So do you think you had an orgasm?
I know I did. Oh,
otherwise,
I did.
Otherwise, you wouldn't like it.
But
that
here's
much,
the
yeah.
embarrassing part is I didn't know what it was, as you don't when you're that young.
Right,
and
right.
So I would tell my, go to my relatives and I'd be watching TV and be, you know, putting my legs back and forth. And I had a word for it. It was called wapping.
Wapping.
I don't know where that came from. Wapping your legs
Sounds
together,
good.
Right? And so I go, hey, watch me wap.
Maybe
it's like rapping.
Oh
only
my
rapping.
God. Have you seen this little girl in the middle of the room start
3 years
masturbate?
Old.
Oh my God.
How could they not know what I was doing?
Yeah,
you know?
Oh my God.
Now that I'm a parent, I'm like, how could they not know this?
Yeah.
You know? And they
well, maybe
didn't
that's
say
why
anything.
Your mom got you in the biz.
Or maybe they didn't
she
know.
Knew,
they just
yeah.
didn't say anything.
Yeah,
you know? Well, so then you grew up, you developed and everything. And,
yeah.
And you found new techniques and all that shit. Wow. Well, and when did you first have sex with a guy?
Oh, I was a virgin till I moved in with my boyfriend in New York. I was 18.
Really?
Yeah. Is that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, especially in the 70s and
well,
stuff.
I still had that
so
guilt.
Hippie.
You know, that Christian guilt that you have to wait till
yes.
you get married. And,
yeah.
And, you know... Little did I know he was still married. Uh-oh.
Your boyfriend at the time?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. He moved me from... We were living in Alabama, my mom and I, and so he moved me to New York.
Maybe Alabama's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing something.
Oh,
a little
maybe
bit
you're
of
hearing
a,
yeah, yeah. a little bit of the southern accent.
Uh-huh.
A little southern belle.
I'm totally hearing a southern belle.
Oh, cool. I still have it. So we moved to New York, and I got there, and he's like, well, I got to go. And he dropped me off at his brother and sister-in-law's house. I'm like, where are you going? Oh, I have to go to Jersey to my house, you know, where his wife and kids were.
Oh,
and I thought
no.
he was divorced. And he said, oh, yeah, you know, I haven't really told her yet. And I moved in with this guy. And we lived together for a couple of years in New York. And
oh, shit. You didn't kick him to the curb after that?
Too naive.
That fucking dog.
I know. He's a dog.
Yeah,
but,
shit.
Hey, he introduced me to Al Goldstein, so, hey.
I probably wouldn't have either.
Yeah. So how did it lead to porn? I mean, so you met Al, and that's how it happened?
I met Al. No, I was still very shy then. And like I said, I moved out here, and I was working in an office around the corner from where I lived in Hollywood. And then, you know, my mom's like, hey, you know, you're cute, and you're good-looking. You know, you shouldn't waste your looks, you know. I mean, God, I think back then, I don't know what the wage was, $5 an hour or something stupid. Maybe had
probably
to be less
like,
probably
that.
Much, much less.
Had
like
to be
$3.75,
yeah,
$3.25.
Yeah. She's like, you're not going to make any money doing this. You know, I know some people here, and I'm like, okay, so, you know, like a little lamb. She leads me over there, and I had no idea what I was getting into. I didn't know how she knew all these people. She'd changed so much, because when I was growing up, she taught Sunday school.
Oh, man.
We were Bible thumpers.
So when did she start stripping after you were born?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. After you were grown and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
So did you somewhere know when I was doing? In New York, somewhere yeah. when I was away, she kind of did her thing, went to Hawaii, because they did a lot of that back then, too. And
really?
Yeah, they'd send girls to Hawaii to dance, and, you know, kind of mm-hmm. like they do now where they'll go to Vegas, and then they can make a lot more money, and they
right.
come back here.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and how old were you when she was doing this?
I was, I was, you know, 18, 19.
A teenager.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. So she started it shortly before you started it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and then
so
she got me into it, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I can't say I regret it because, you know, it was very
you enjoyed
good money.
It? Now, tell me, the first porn you did, I mean, you'd obviously seen a cock before and everything, right?
Have you?
Wait, so have you done any hardcore porn or just the soft?
No, I was requested to do hardcore, but I never did it. I was just really close to doing it, and I thought, no, I can't do that.
So what were you doing in the movie? I mean, the first one, were you scared? I mean, what?
No, by then I'd already done a lot of modeling gigs. I was in Hustler, right. I was in Penthouse, and so I was.
But
used
it was
to
all
it
solo.
Then.
You didn't have like
well,
doing
Hustler,
guys and
or,
stuff,
excuse
right?
me, Penthouse. The issue I did, we had a girl thing, and we were going to do a video. That was kind of a story. We always have stories to all these things.
Yeah.
We were up in the Hollywood Hills, right below Lake Hollywood, and. The photographer had us, you know, outside. It was gorgeous, and it was February, but still, you know, we were able to be outside and have our nipples all perky looking. It helps, right? That's the whole idea. It was a gorgeous shoot, and I actually didn't see the photo layout till I had moved to Europe. I was in Italy for a couple years after that, and but anyway,
that must have been amazing.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, you've been all over the place.
I've been
That's
all
cool.
over the place.
Nice.
So. So here I am, you know, I guess at that time I was like 20, 21 years old, and this lady who was a girlfriend of the producer whose location we were using was like, you know, freaked out on coke and
it just smells
terrifying.
So good.
Yeah, I know. All this white powder all over her face. And she answered the door in like this negligee. I mean, you could totally see through it. I'm like, oh my God.
Hello
governor. So you know, she would just like her personality would switch back and forth, and I hadn't known anything really about drugs at that point, so I hadn't experimented or anything. I didn't know what was wrong, so she was just nuts. And so she kind of ruined our shooting, you know. And so we were supposed to do this video for Penthouse, and we didn't get to do it, but at least, you know, we did the layout and stuff. So so it turned out beautiful. I'm in search of that issue, mm-hmm. and I got online the other night and emailed a guy that does PR for porno and the industry, and I got his name off of adultflash.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a lot of events, and so I said, help me find my Penthouse, you know. And so he said, well, I'll do my best. But from what I've heard, the magazines, I think, were bought out because they have archives on the web now.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
so they're no longer in the possession of Bob Guccione or,
right.
or Penthouse. So I'm
I
still
see.
Like in search if anybody out there.
Yeah.
1978.
Was that your stage name too, Linda Krause?
No, my no? Krause is my married name, but I'm not married any longer. But Gildersleeve is my maiden name.
What
That's a great stage name. It's Jewish, I guess. It's from what my dad says.
Gildersleeve.
It's kind of Dutch, but Jewish.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
A Dutch Jew.
Yeah.
So that's the name you went by in your films? Really?
Yeah, it's right here on my SAG card. I brought this so you could see. That's my name.
Yeah, I guess at the time, they didn't go with all those stage names like Sky and Daisy Marie.
I know. I
didn't say Sky. Sky's the name of, like, you know.
Sky is a porn name.
No, it's not. It's the name of the little boy I nanny for.
Oh. Don't get him involved, huh?
Seriously. I used to love it. I would collect all of my SAG cards. I'd have,
isn't it fun?
Just a huge rainbow of them.
I know.
Just like, all different colors.
It's like the gay flag, you know?
I know, right? Gay pride.
That's it.
So you got to the first shoot and everything, and there's a guy, what, lying there? Did you get to meet him beforehand and all that?
No, which film are you referring to?
The first porn film that you did.
Oh, let's see. Well, Let me start this. I had an agent, and so when I was modeling, that's how I got chosen to do film. Mm. It wasn't by our acting skills. Okay?
It's just
how you look, right? And they're like, oh, she's pretty. She's blonde. We'll take her. So my very first movie was called Beach Bunnies. And I actually have a filmography. It's so funny. I have a filmography online. If you look up Linda Gildersleeve, you'll see all the movies I did. And, you know, it's just,
oh, really?
It's a riot. Yeah, we'll yeah it's really fun. Yeah, yeah, you'll have to check it out.
Bunnies, I love
maybe
it.
I'll look for it now.
Yeah.
Okay, so
how do you spell that?
Yeah.
G-I-L-D-E-R and sleeve, S-L-E-E-V-E.
Right. Gildersleeve. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Now, Sam, haven't you heard of the great Gildersleeve? Did you hear of him?
No.
No?
No, never heard.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, he was some famous radio guy way before we were born.
Yeah, but I know Gilder is a Dutch name because that used to be their money.
Yeah.
At once time.
Yeah.
Was the Gilder.
What is it now?
Yeah. The Euro.
They
use the Euro now. Yeah.
Hello. I'm blonde. What can I say?
Linda Gildersleeve, I found you on IMDb.
Yeah.
The Happy Hooker Goes to Washington.
Yes, I
The Happy Hooker Goes to
that
Washington.
That was my first SAG film.
Really? She was even Cinderella here in 1977.
The Happy Hooker Goes to Washington.
Is that a trip?
Yeah. That is fabulous.
With Joey Heatherton and George Hamilton.
Yeah, and then they do have the Beach Bunnies here.
Yeah.
Now, this was not a porn film, right?
No, that was just soft porn. But, hey, we got it on in the sand.
Really? So they list those
on IMDb,
huh?
There's nothing worse than sand
in
your vagina.
Exfoliation.
No, but when it gets... Like, having sex on the beach is the worst thing in the world. I don't care what anyone says. There's nothing sexy or romantic about having sex at the beach.
Especially for the guy. It's like, you know, it gets up in their little...
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, owie.
I will have to be on top at all times.
Well, there's Cinderella. I mean, there's you on top of a guy.
Yeah, I did a few films back then. Yeah. It was really fun, you know? I loved it. Yeah.
I'm sure.
But here's the thing.
Are you like an exhibitionist? I mean, do you like to see people? Really?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, well, you can show us your boobs
now. Not at home, but now?
Yeah, now.
Now.
Susie, would I complain?
I'd be on the spot there.
Would I complain?
Yeah, Sam always wants to see boobage.
I'd give anything to see these.
Are
you kidding?
Boobage. Let's see. Okay.
Wow. Susie.
They flash.
I mean, these look nice. Did you say 52?
52.
Not 25?
No.
Wow. Wow, man. Do you have a guy right now? I mean, do you have someone who sucks on them?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm out of luck here.
Breastfed
no
all
here.
The way.
Really?
Oh, is your wife going to listen to this archive?
Well, okay. I'm allowed to love tits.
You can look at the menu, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you've been through a lot and stuff.
Yeah. And what I do know is I really counsel a lot of women that have had, you know, been wounded like I was. Because back then, again, it was a whole different scene. And it generally stems from, you know, women that were abused and sexually abused, which I was as a kid. And I'm kind of curious, if the girls now are going through that.
Who were you sexually abused by as a child?
My uncle.
Oh,
at age
no.
seven.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I think, you know, studying psychology and through doing all the work that I have in counseling with women, I really do believe that probably 98% of those women have been sexually abused.
Yes, I
wow.
think so. Yeah.
You think that's true nowadays,
because
too?
I think so, you know, because it sort of like gives you a distorted view of sex, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What did you do about
He's
it?
So like, open about it.
Is he around now, your uncle still?
I don't know where he is. If he's burning in hell.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And
hey,
I would
Uncle
imagine.
Bob.
Now, I mean, as you grew older, did you ever confront him about it, or did you just let it go?
I met him for a short time when I was 17, and I was kind of like, you know, I was so resentful, and I thought, ha, now I'm all developed, and, you know, come on, buddy. And he didn't even look at me. I'm like, shit. Because I really wanted to kick him in the balls.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I would love to do that. He just acted like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They all do.
Yeah.
They all do.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Never mentioned
it.
It's like deny, 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 you know?
I mean, and he'd been married, had kids. And I mean, he wasn't the kind of guy that, like, hung out at a schoolyard. But he was, I think he was 22 when I was 7. And back in the Midwest, you know, he would come and stay with my grandparents where I stayed a lot and lived a good part of my life. And so we kind of all bunk up because it was a small house, a little two-bedroom, and they didn't think anything of it. I mean, I slept with my grandfather sometimes. You know how kids do.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and so we didn't think anything of it. So I mean, I remember it so clearly.
I can't imagine.
Oh my God. I was terrified.
Were you like shocked?
Well, it wasn't like...
Or did you like it?
This is the weird part. Yeah. It's not like somebody jumped out of the bushes, you know, a stranger.
Right.
So you have this trust already going with him. And it was like, hey, let's go take a nap. And, you know, and he started performing oral sex. There was no penetration, but he wanted me to touch him and things like that.
Right.
And I knew somewhere in my mind, like, this just isn't right. This has never happened to me before. But being, you know...
You're so impressionable as a kid. You just kind of go along with the adult.
And so trustworthy.
I know. Man. That's why it's so sick. So I think that's probably most damaging, you know, in comparison to even doing porn. I mean, after that, I mean, porn is like taking candy.
I know.
I mean, really. It's
so
like, hey,
right.
I get paid for it, and I'm famous, and, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I think I'm wondering, I mean, do you feel that you also look at yourself as an object, you know, because you're able to do this? And because, I mean, that's what it is, essentially, when you're in porn, you know. It's just like an object. And so I would imagine you'd feel the same way after you're molested, you know, you just feel like used, or, you know, I mean,
it's just very confusing as a child.
Yeah.
It's just like you said, it's that trust issue, and you know, with somebody that you know, your family, it's really weird.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
And I think a girl is very fortunate to go through childhood without being molested.
Nowadays,
you know?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it seems like it happens everywhere, you know.
It's right.
And I know many of them, like, they develop like weight problems and stuff because
eating disorders.
They want to hide themselves from
That's
not being attractive, so they don't attract that kind of attention again.
Well, my eating disorder came along later. Right about the end of my modeling career, and when I was in Europe, I became very anorexic, and I just got tired of, like, you know, posing. I had to be perfect all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't as bad as it is now, because now they really push you, you know, they have your nose fixed. And I mean, you know, I can't imagine the pressure now. But even back then, it was a lot of pressure just to look perfect. I got so tired of it. I just want to be natural. I just want to go for a day and not wear makeup.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to do that. I couldn't be normal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite. I just got my headshots back, and they look like shit. You know, they look too real.
That's impossible.
They look too real. You know?
They're fabulous.
They are absolutely hysterical.
Really?
You see what I have to work
with? This is what you have.
Yeah, that's what I have to work with.
Well, if they could actually get you smiling, it would be amazing. But instead, you're giving death stares.
I had some smiling pictures, and they suck too.
This one I actually don't mind.
Let's see. Oh, that looks good.
I kind of like that one.
You do?
That looks awesome.
I don't know. But you see, but that's the thing. You look
close
and you see
all the imperfections.
The thing
with Sam is he will never be happy with it.
I know. Because you're looking at yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We're all big critics.
I think that looks awesome.
I like this one a lot, actually.
Yeah. You look very powerful there.
So tell me something. Is it possible still to find your films?
Well, it's on those websites, and yeah, you can order them right from the website, which I'm going to do. I think it'll be fine. I'm going to order some of my magazines that are online, get a little collection going.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, I like this. I mean, you got a lot of movies here with Elizabeth Halsey, right?
Yeah, her name was Halsey.
Oh, Halsey. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's right.
I kind of wonder what happened to these girls, you know, that I worked with. She roommated with me for a while, and, you know, I mean, we just went through a lot of things together. But
Look what this says about you. This is called Celeb TA. And it says, Linda Gildersleeve, Linda is white with red hair, medium-sized natural breasts, and an average body type.
Medium-sized natural breasts.
She is at least one full frontal nude scene.
You're
amazing, and we're out of time. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no problem.
You were a little late. Did you have a hard time finding us?
No, it was just finding parking, and the traffic was horrendous. I've been on the freeway since
traffic
8.
Traffic was nasty today.
I came from Newport Beach, so.
Are you
Sorry
serious?
About that. Yeah.
Wow, we really appreciate it.
Oh, no
Where's
problem.
Newport Beach?
Orange County.
Orange
the OC.
County. The Orange Curtain.
I don't know where that is.
You don't know? You don't know where Orange County is, Susie?
What is it? It's cool down
there. Susie, it's right south of here.
South of Long Beach.
It's between
here. Then there's
Huntington.
I've been to Long Beach.
There you go.
Yeah, but Orange... Okay,
but
this is south.
Keep going south, girl.
Yeah. This is between here and San Diego. There's Orange County.
Okay.
You got okay. This is where you go. This is where you're going this weekend. I can't
actually,
believe
you
don't know
what
the OC is.
We actually, I can't do the show next Friday, a week from tomorrow, because the woman I nanny for is having a baby in Orange County.
Okay, cool.
And so I have to go spend Thursday night there and be there for the family.
Okay, sounds
I hope
good.
You find
but
your
so,
way.
Okay. So I will be in Orange County. I get to discover
cool.
it.
Okay, awesome.
Surf's up.
And we're totally out of time. We have a new show coming up called Real Estate Recap. Don't miss it. There's another show, a new one at 5. Called Ask Dr. Mac. ask Dr. Okay, fuck it. Okay, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Susie in the Morning, which airs every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To contact the show, please email your question or comment to sam@latalkradio.com or susie@latalkradio.com. A complete list of all past shows can be found on our archives page and on iTunes. For sponsorship or advertising information, email us at info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Susie in the Morning is a presentation of LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.